program, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the number. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we have there waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com, and here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got a special guest with us here. We're actually broadcasting live from the offices, the brand new offices of BitInstant.com. We're in Manhattan tonight, which is very unusual that we will leave New Hampshire, but we're here. And Charlie Shrem is the CEO, also co-founder of BitInstant.com. We, of course, have talked about BitInstant a number of times over the last several months on Free Talk Live. It's a great resource for folks who are looking to get some Bitcoins. They make it easy. You can literally go to 700,000 plus locations in three countries at the moment, but that's going to be expanding soon. They're available in the U.S., in Brazil, and Russia at the moment. So for me, I've done it at CVS and Walmart. You can also go to various different banks across the country. And
most of the major ones.
Deposit things
the
there.
Top four.
Yep, and so it makes it really easy to get your hands on Bitcoin. Of course, we've been talking about why someone would want to do that, what is so useful and valuable about Bitcoin. And just to briefly recap, Charlie, we had Eric on, who is another one of the guys here from BitInstant, your director of communications, marketing and communications. And so since it's been 2 hours since we asked the question, we've always got new people tuning in. For our new listeners that are just now tuning in, what's a Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is the first worldwide global decentralized currency, meaning no one owns it and no one can hold your funds. No one can tell you what to do. It's literally your money. And it is traded on a free market where the government can't control interest rates and they can't print more money to make your money that you're holding less valuable. None of that can happen. And it's borderless payments. And it's the future. It's a global monetary evolution.
It's also, besides being a currency, it is a banking system, too.
That's very important to mention. I totally forgot. It's also a banking infrastructure. A monetary infrastructure, whereas you can send bitcoins from one person to another person around the world with no middlemen.
And you can also store them yourself. So,
store them yourself. You know, it's your money.
The problem with, dollars, one of the problems with dollars is that the government tells the banks what they can and can't do. You're not allowed to give away toasters, but you can do, this other thing, whatever they tell the banks they can do. So they control the whole banking business. Whereas with Bitcoins, you can store your Bitcoins any way you want.
Yep.
I mean, on your own computer.
It's really cool because, like, I'll put up $1,000 worth of Bitcoins on my app, on my iPhone app. There are a bunch of iPhone apps, Android apps, computer applications for Mac and for Windows. And
I use Bitcoin Spinner for my phone.
Yep, it's a great one.
I use blockchain.info.
I use blockchain.info also.
Oh, you can do that.
There are ways to store and use and send and receive Bitcoins for all platforms. And anyway, you could even do it on paper because the Bitcoin at the end is really just a private key that is attached to a public key, and what makes your private key your ownership is that the public key, which is your address, can only be derived from that private key, but the private key can't be derived from the public key.
So as long as you've got that private key, you've got the lock to, you've got the access to.
Exactly, because two people can say, all right, I own these Bitcoins, but the person who has the private key through cryptographic hashes, which I personally don't even understand, you can derive the public address from that key. So you can prove ownership that way.
So we're here at the offices of BitInstant.com. We've been fielding phone calls throughout the evening tonight. Of course, the phones are open. You don't have to call just about Bitcoins. We'll still take your calls about anything. But obviously, if you get a question about Bitcoin, we've got the experts here in the studio with us tonight from BitInstant.com. Now, Mark, you're jazzed up, as I am as well, about this new Bitcoin debit card. And you wanted to ask some questions about that?
Charlie, the BitInstant debit card will allow people to do the purchases with Bitcoins that they couldn't do before.
Exactly.
So I've been hearing about this thing. I've heard rumblings. I wasn't able to talk too deeply about it in the past, but I hear that there's this this credit card or this debit card that's supposed to be coming out. You're supposed to be able to charge it with Bitcoins. But I've also seen articles on the internet here recently that says, no, that's not true. It's not coming out. So can you clear it up? BitInstant debit card, what's happening?
Well, yeah, this is actually my fault because To get a debit card launched, there are a lot of parties involved, a lot of people involved, and it costs a heck of a lot of money to do it.
Okay.
And it takes I would say minimum half a year to do this. We've been working on it for an extremely long time, and this is totally my fault. I kind of jumped the gun and got a little excited. I was talking to a bunch of people on a web chat at like 3 in the morning of their night, not thinking that anyone was listening to me.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah, well, I kind of started talking about it in a little more detail than I should have been, and I went to sleep. Next thing I know it, it's on the front page of Der Mann, Der Spiegel, and Israeli newspapers, and we're on the front, we're on CNN, and we were on The Daily, we're on Engadget twice in the past two days, and worldwide press, and this forced MasterCard to release a statement saying, whoa, we don't even know who BitInstant is, and what we had to do is come out with our own statement this morning saying, well, MasterCard actually never has direct relationships with any of these companies that issue cards like OKPay and Payoneer and companies that want to issue debit cards for their employees or for rewards. What happens is you need to get an issuing bank or banks to sign up with you. That's just one party that's involved there. There are card programmers you need to get on board. You need to get a card printer. So there's only a limited amount of companies in the country that actually print these cards. And MasterCard is the last step. So once you have all of your cards ready to go and you have the bank is approved and you have the anti-money laundering standards down and you have the card design ready to go, you have to submit the card design to MasterCard because it's their logo on at the end of the day. And then once they say, okay, you're good to go, you can print your cards and you can start selling them and issuing them. But MasterCard is not actually doing anything. They don't have any involvement in this. It's the bank who does everything at the end of the day. So MasterCard came out with a statement. They said, yes, we do work with other companies that do virtual currencies, and we will work with any company that wants to apply to us and follows the standards, but to this date we haven't heard from BitInstant. The reason for that is because we simply haven't gotten to that stage yet, which is probably 3-4 weeks away.
Okay. So the debit card's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming. We have design ready. We have two banks on board, which is super exciting because the banks that we work with, they said, all right, you can launch this card, but it's just U.S.-based. And I said, well, it kind of gets the whole point of that is that we want borderless payments. We want an international system. So we have to get another bank out of the country to sign on board. And both countries had to agree with each other and say, all right, we'll work with each other to be able to launch an international debit card that works in European PIN card machines and with those chips on them and everything.
So let me ask about how this thing's going to work. So I'm excited as I could possibly be about this. This card, now, will you load it with bitcoins, and then when you swipe the card, it transfers the bitcoins into whatever the currency is that you need it to be transferred into at that moment in time, or how does it work?
So there's a QR code on the card, which you can scan with your Bitcoin app, and there's also your Bitcoin address listed on the card. That Bitcoin address is tied to that account on the card. So we're still unsure of how exactly the software is going to work, but it'll either be, as soon as you scan the card, the code, and send Bitcoins to the card, you've got to do two things. It'll be immediately converted. You can do a timed conversion. We'll either do an option where within the next hour we'll buy it at the cheapest price, or if the banks agree, which kind of is difficult because they have to go into their software, it'll be when you swipe the card.
That would be amazing if that was possible.
Yeah, so the way we can do that is by kind of backtracking and saying, all right, you have these bitcoins that you already sent us that are already attached to the card, and then once a day we'll convert it all to USD after the fact that you actually did your transactions.
So it costs money to transfer. It costs money to change money from one currency to another. What's the exchange rate going to be on the debit card? That's important.
So for bitcoins to US, it's going to be between 1-2%, probably like 1.49%.
1.5%.
Yeah, about 1.5%. And the beauty of it is that there'll be very low ATM fees. There'll be extremely low currency conversion fees. There won't be any currency conversion fees if you're doing for dollars. And what you can do is load your bitcoins to the card, travel anywhere in the world, and really have one currency instead of having 15 different currencies, and you'll save a hell of a lot of money on doing all those currency conversions.
That's exciting. All right, so I know we're going to know more about this as it gets closer to release. Certainly, Charlie, keep in touch. I know you will. Charlie Schrem, the CEO of BitInstant.com. We're coming up here from Manhattan.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We're live from Manhattan here at the BitInstant.com studios. We've set up our studio here in their offices as they're having their kind of grand opening party. They just opened up an office here in Manhattan, BitInstant.com. Really important site that allows you to get some bitcoins for probably the first time if you've never done it before. So they make it easy over at BitInstant.com. Now, of course, you have to get the Bitcoin software. That's available through Bitcoin.org, and it's available for various different operating systems. systems. It's also on. So you can also have Bitcoin clients on your smartphone as well. So it's an amazing system, an amazing currency, and we've just been talking about it all throughout the night tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Mark, of course, is joining me here in the studio. We also have a third microphone where all manner of interesting folks will have been talking with us throughout the evening. And we've got a different guest here on the line who kind of goes back, I guess, what, to the beginning or close to it. Gavin is with us here on the third mic. Make sure you lean in nice and close there when you talk. Good evening.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Gavin, you've been on the phone with us before, but we've met you in person previously. You actually came up to Keene, and we had lunch together and talked about Bitcoin, and that was before we really had a grasp on what it was all about. And you did, I think,
we were skeptical early on, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I was skeptical early on, too, I got to say.
Well, you should be, right?
Skeptical. Yeah, you should, absolutely.
And so you kind of answered some objections and some questions that we had, and you did a great job communicating what Bitcoin was really all about. And what is your history with Bitcoin? Because I know you go pretty far back.
Yeah.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
I am not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Say
no,
it again.
I am not Satoshi Nakamoto.
All right.
There is a not in there.
So you're not part of Satoshi Nakamoto? Who, like, you're in the group calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto?
No, I am not.
Okay.
All right. Do you know Satoshi?
I have only ever communicated with Satoshi via email and on the public Bitcoin forums. That's the only communication I've ever had with him. I have not met him in person, and I don't know who he is.
Is he still around?
I've not heard from him in over a year.
Interesting.
Is Satoshi a male name?
In Japan, I think Satoshi is actually the surname, so it's like the last name.
Okay. So Nakamoto?
I'm probably wrong about
all
that.
All right.
So he kind of created the initial Bitcoin, was it the concept? What did he put out there initially?
He came up with the idea. So he had the you know, technical breakthrough that made it possible to do a distributed virtual currency. The first anybody heard from him was some postings he made to a cryptography mailing list. You know, cryptography is this geeky computer, you know,
yeah, it's a hobby
stuff
for people smarter than I.
Exactly, and it was a hobby for me. He actually wrote all of the Bitcoin software. He has said it took him about 2 years to write it. So he actually wrote the software. He said, you know, he wasn't convinced that it would work until he actually wrote the software and saw that it actually could work in practice. And then in January of 2009, he released it as an open source software project and started generating Bitcoins and invited anybody in the world, which at that point were probably, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 people on that cryptography mailing list, to help him, you know, figure out if the system would actually work out any bugs, and, you know, start trading in this currency.
So from January 09 to January 11, it just kind of laid there and bebopped around.
Kind of. I first heard about it in May of 2010,
mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I didn't hear about Bitcoin until
18 months. It had 18 months of development before you got into it.
It did, and when I first heard about it, the first Bitcoin exchange where you could actually exchange Bitcoins for dollars, I didn't realize, but it opened literally like a couple of weeks before I heard about it. And I was one of the first. I can actually go back and see the trade that I made for 10,000 bitcoins for $50 to fund the half a penny a piece.
Somebody help me.
Half a penny.
When you
got into Bitcoin, they were half a penny each.
You could buy them for half a penny.
Now they're each $10 a piece.
They are, yeah, about $10 a piece.
Wow.
And I bought 10,000 bitcoins and then started giving them away.
Right. I remember when we first met for lunch, you were telling us about the Bitcoin faucet, which is your creation. It still exists, as I understand it.
It does still exist.
Bitcoinfaucet.com.
It's actually has a weird URL. If you ask Mr. Google, yeah,
Google
Bitcoin faucet.
Bitcoin faucet, and it used to give out, what was it originally, a Bitcoin or
5 Bitcoin?
5 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You used to be able to download the Bitcoin software, go to the Bitcoin faucet, and you could get your first 5 Bitcoins totally free from Gavin. Basically, you were just giving away
about 2.5 cents at the time, right?
And now
that's,
what are you giving away?
Still about 2.5 cents.
What are you giving away? A fraction?
I'm giving away 0.005 Bitcoins. Again, 2.5 cents. It turns out 2 or 3 cents is about the maximum you can give away without having hackers kind of figure out ways of getting around, you know,
interesting,
small number of bitcoins per person.
Got it.
That's amazing.
So what was it about bitcoins that got you on board? Why did you get excited?
Well, I'd had an interest in economics, just kind of an amateur interest in economics and how our economic system works. You know, I listened to Free Talk Live and learned a lot more about economics and thought a lot about economics. So that
from
was,
us?
Yeah.
From our college.
And you know, from my independent research.
Okay, good.
And callers? I don't know. I'd have to think about that. They're probably... No, I shouldn't insult your callers. That would be bad.
What I want to know about bitcoins is, so there have been some ups and downs with bitcoins. There was the mybitcoin.com online bank that the guy basically took the money and ran.
Or lost the money and ran. We're not sure.
Yep. Something happened with him.
Yep.
There was the point when bitcoins shot up to $30 and then crashed down to about $1.50.
Yep.
There have been a couple of incidences recently. There's this situation with an investment banker named Pirate, who apparently is offering people 6% on their money a week, and I guess a lot of people. He's got 500,000 bitcoins invested with him.
Allegedly,
So the allegedly, okay, and so the market's been a little haywire in the last week or so. Why is the market haywire with bitcoins? It was as high as almost $15 per Bitcoin, and then down to 7.5. So I mean,
yeah, this weekend there was a crazy swing.
Why? Supply demand.
Supply demand. Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, and frankly, you know, all the if you look at kind of the market cap of Bitcoin, you just take the number of Bitcoins that are out there and multiply by the price. At $10 a Bitcoin, it's about $100 million.
Right.
Which sounds like a whole heck of a lot of money. But really, in the grand scheme of money, that's nothing. Not a whole heck of a lot of money.
Change.
So
there's
anybody
going to ever be 21 million bitcoins.
Exactly, yeah.
And if you think about for a second $21 million, I mean, my town can't survive on that kind of money. So, I mean, bitcoins are going to be fractionalized, way on down the line at some point or another. But assuming they stick around, and so I guess what's this fluctuation mean to you, and are bitcoins going to stick around?
It doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I mean, I've given up predicting what Bitcoin prices are going to do.
How can
you really?
No one's ever done this before.
To me, it was an awesome time to buy bitcoins.
Yeah. You know, long term, I think they will become more valuable because you know there's a limited supply of them. Everybody knows what the supply is. It's nice and steady.
There's been 4 years and no Hexor has been able to crack it, right?
Right.
And who can crack it? This is what I want to know. I want to know if the government turns all of its computers on Bitcoin, can they crack it?
All right, hang on. We can get to that answer here in a moment. Gavin is with us, and he can answer your questions, too. We've got a lot of great, really wise Bitcoin folk around because we're here at the BitInstant.com offices, brand new in Manhattan, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We're here in Manhattan tonight doing an unusually live show from another location. Normally we do them only in New Hampshire at the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So this is actually our first time since back in the day of just being a local show in Sarasota, Florida. The last time we did a remote broadcast anywhere outside of New Hampshire was when we were living in Florida at New College, back when we were on an AM station.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so this is the first time, so it's interesting, and it's great to be here at BitInstant.com's headquarters now in Manhattan with a whole office full of people. They're all having a good time with one another and chatting about all manner of geeky things and who knows what else, because we're not privy to those conversations. We're here doing this radio show where we get to have conversations with interesting folks, and we've been pretty Bitcoin-focused tonight for obvious reasons. Of course, your calls are welcome about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Our number is 855-450-3733. And of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways. We have our webcam. Unfortunately, tonight, you won't be able to watch us because we're live on location. But the chat room's still going. The audio is still on the webcam. And you can go to cam.freetalklive.com any other time, and you'll see us there when we're in our LRN.FM studios. So once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's completely free. Now, we're with Gavin, who is one of the, I guess, original programmers. Isn't accurate. You said you didn't come on with Bitcoin until 2010.
Yep.
And when did Bitcoin officially launch? Was it 09, 08?
It was January of 2009. Satoshi launched the blockchain, which means he actually started generating Bitcoins and did it in a very public way. Well, I mean,
in cryptographic forms.
In cryptographic forms, public way. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, when you're doing something as crazy as, you know, trying to launch this brand new kind of money, nobody was listening, right?
Sure. So.
Right, just another kook on the internet.
Exactly.
With some crazy software.
There's people using the open source Bitcoin software to launch all kinds of money right now, and nobody cares. We were just talking about them, the Litecoin, the XO coin, the IO coin, and all these other coins, and, you know, nobody cares because they don't think they're going to go anywhere. And, you know, Bitcoin, I guess, you know, one of the values to it, and all these other coins have the value too, they just don't have the continuity that Bitcoin has. But one of the values of Bitcoin early on was essentially correct me if I'm wrong here, it's a math problem that can't be solved. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's a math problem that can't be broken, that can't, you know, there's as far as we know, there are no chinks in the Bitcoin armor. You know, the system is designed to be basically self-correcting in terms of the number of Bitcoins that come into the system. The other half of the equation that is really brilliant is just all of the incentives are correct. So if you have Bitcoins, you know, you are encouraged to do all the right things to, you know, keep those Bitcoins valuable, you know, including things like report problems that you might see in the software.
Now,
which is open source, so anyone can audit the software at any time. So any paranoia that somebody has about, well, what if the people that are making the software are just trying to rob us? Well, you can go, if you know software, and actually audit it and look at it and make sure that's not true.
Exactly. And if you don't know software, you can hire somebody to,
sure,
you know, look at it for you.
And there are plenty of people who I imagine have gone in there, including yourself, who have taken a look at this.
Yeah, I mean, I was very skeptical, like I said, when I started, but, you know, I have the technical skills that I could go and look at the software and convince myself, you know, this is not a scam. You know, this is real.
Conceivably, Bitcoins could be a very bad thing for purveyors of fiat currency, among those being the United States government and any other government, frankly. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be the United States government. I just think of them as a very wealthy government. If, for whatever reason, they wanted to bring down Bitcoin, and you've had a chance to think about this, how would they go about doing it? Right? They don't seem to have any interest in it right now, but how would they go about doing it, and could they do it?
But you want me to be evil and think of, you know, if I wanted to destroy Bitcoin, what would I do?
I guess. Sure. I mean, you have actually some kind of magic key to Bitcoins that I'd like to talk to you about in a minute, but other than that magic key.
You know, technically, I don't think they will attack it technically, because, like I said, technically, I don't think there are really any chinks in the armor. You know, when I first...
It's a big, thick wall.
When I first started thinking about it, I thought there's got to be some problem, some, you know, thing that wasn't thought about. But a lot of really smart people have looked at it from a technical point of view, and it's been solid. I mean, you know, there have been bugs. The bugs get fixed, but, you know, the design of the system has really been solid.
All
so
right. I'm freaked out. What is this magic key? What is that supposed to mean?
I think that there's some kind, as I understand it, Satoshi turned over some kind of thing to Gavin. Is that right?
There is an alert key, which lets me...
That's the term I heard.
Which lets me send messages that appear in everybody's Bitcoin software and actually use that.
Whoa.
For the first time a few months ago, because there was a serious bug in the Bitcoin software, and we wanted everybody to upgrade. And so we actually sent out an alert to all the old versions of the software that said, there's a serious bug, you should upgrade.
Wow.
But that's the only thing that the key does. It doesn't give me any of the special privileges.
That is a great question. And, what I wanted to know about the key being done. And, you know, at this point, like we said, the government doesn't seem to have any interest in bringing down Bitcoins. As a matter of fact, you've spoken to the CIA about this, is that right?
I gave a talk at the CIA. CIA last year.
How'd that go? What was that like?
How did you get invited in the first place?
The CIA has never invited me anywhere.
Well, it was
glad.
It was an awkward.
I expect to be invited by them with a bag over my head.
It was an awkward first phone call for them. Actually, they called me and said, "Hi, we're Incutel, which is actually this. You can think of them as the venture capital."
I'm
company for the CIA, IN-Q-TEL, and their purpose is to find interesting technologies that the CIA or other intelligence agencies might be interested in using, and then fund them to further the research, and then get that technology used by the CIA or the NSA or the FBI or whoever, you know.
So Bitcoins could be really a useful tool for spies.
They could be. I mean, you know, if you think if you need to pay a spy in some foreign country,
you know, sending them a letter with some bitcoins encoded in it somehow might be a very nice way of, you know, transferring the cash. We did not talk about that. You know, they don't say what they're thinking. They're very tight.
Yeah, I imagine.
So they invited you to some kind of conference?
Yeah, there was essentially a little mini conference. They put on a little conference every year where they try to expose the CIA to new ideas, because there's a lot of groupthink there, like any other big government bureaucracy, you know, getting new ideas.
Mini conference. How many people were attending this, do you think?
There were probably 200 or 300 people in the intelligence community, and it wasn't just the CIA, it was other people, and I have no idea. They didn't tell me what the mix of people
NSA,
from other...
FBI...
Yeah. Who knows? Defense Department, I don't know.
Secret Service.
But I was one of several speakers, so there were other people. The theme of that year's conference was the mobility of money, you know, transferring money all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's somebody from PayPal, there's somebody from Facebook Credits, which has gone away.
Yeah.
Somebody from the Federal Reserve, who was actually surprisingly supportive of Bitcoin. I was
interesting.
Interested to talk to him. And somebody from M-Pesa, which is a really interesting currency that's happening over in Africa.
Hmm.
Actually, it's not a currency. It's a payment system using cell phones, but...
Yeah, I know that they use a lot of cell phone stuff going on in Africa, and I'm not entirely sure what how that works.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Eric on the line in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. And by the way, where are you calling from in Michigan, Eric?
It's outside of Flint, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I happened to discover of all people, a minister out of Texas, the Waxahachie, Texas, got a publication called Newswatch Magazine. And so I called in to get a free 1-year subscription. And the March of 2012 is when it began, and this happened to be about alternative currency and the history of world currency, and quite fascinating. And they got into the fact that the Rothschild family has been behind every central bank in the world.
No, they're not behind the bitcoins. I don't know where you're going with this,
but
hang on.
I don't know if that's true. Let's ask Gavin when we get back.
We'll bring back Eric here in a moment. I'm not sure where he's going with this. 855-450-3733. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We're here live in Manhattan from the offices of BitInstant.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Mark's shouting into his microphone. We're on the air. We're here. Live in Manhattan at BidInstant.com's brand new offices. It's great to be here. Glad we had the opportunity to come down and meet some of the, you know, the movers and the shakers in the world of Bitcoin. And there's a whole office full of them that we haven't had a chance to meet yet. We've been in here doing this radio show the whole time. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, even in the remaining moments. There's enough time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. A variety of different ways for you to get interactive with the program, including you get to actually create the content for the site. So you can go to freetalklive.com and submit different things to it. Maybe you found something online that you want to share with our listeners. Maybe it's something important, something funny, something that you enjoy. You just submit it as show prep, and then it'll appear on our upcoming stories page. At that point, anybody who's new to the site or anybody who's visiting the site can go to the upcoming stories page and vote on those. You can vote up or down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and more listeners are also likely to see it. So even if we don't talk about it, it'll be seen by more eyeballs. You can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Like everything on our site, that feature is free. So once again, freetalklive.com. We're taking your calls about what's on your mind, and then Mark, you're going to do a Bitcoin transaction live on the air, hopefully. We'll see what that's all about. But Eric is with us in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live listening outside of Flint. You were pointing something out about bankers like the Rothschilds, and I'm not sure where you were going with that, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out there. Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. I had to collect my thoughts indeed. Okay. According to the what you're doing with the Bitcoin is great because it says in this report there's now over 150 alternative local currencies throughout the U.S., and that's pursuant to the Coinage Act of 65 at stake, the federal statute, that says there is no mandate requiring any private business, person, or organization to accept Federal Reserve promissory note currency.
I think you're wrong about that. I mean, I look, I'm not a lawyer, but legal tender laws, as I understand it, absolutely do exist, and they do mandate that those notes be accepted for all debts, public and private.
Well, here's what it says. In the Berkshires area of Western Mass, this is according to USA Today, since 2006, $2.3 million worth of Berkshire shares have been issued in that area, the Berkshire region of Western Mass.
I'm familiar with what you're talking about. You're talking about the equivalent of the Ithaca hour, and there's a variety of other versions of this hourly currency that is out there. They are tied directly to the U.S. dollar, and they're just another way of transacting business with U.S. dollars, but calling them a different name, essentially. They're really not that different from the U.S. dollar. So I don't think what you're giving is an example of people using something that's really different from the dollar because they're tied directly to it.
All right, one last thing I'd like to say. I finally figured out if the Federal Reserve promissory note is the world's reserve currency due to its use in oil transactions, maybe that is why the U.S. military is occupying, 130 to 150 countries, according to John Cruise, the author of World Banking, World Fraud.
It's probably a fraction of the reason. The overall reason is that the military benefits the military-industrial complex, of which oil is a portion. And I thank you, Eric, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, to the idea of these local sort of hourly currencies, the Ithaca hour was kind of the initial most successful version of this. I was actually looking into these recently because there was another one that just came out in Colorado. It was like the mountain or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was researching the Ithaca hour, and it looks like the guy who originally created the Ithaca hour and was the heaviest promoter, the creator of it, has left Ithaca. So the Ithaca hour is no longer
as dry and die in the vine.
It is dying off. It is no longer as prolific as it once was. And there's some real problems with these hours currencies. Number one problem is they're too darn local. You can't do anything outside of the area with them. I mean, and they're not really anything different from the U.S. dollar. I wish we could get more into that at this time, but we've got other folks on the line. But the Bitcoin is international. And anybody who values Bitcoin around the world is going to be able to use those Bitcoins with other people who value them, whereas nobody's going to take an Ithaca hour from you if you're in Colorado. And they're not going to take them from you if you're in California. So let's continue here. And they might not even take them if you're in Ithaca. But let's go to Nick, listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a bit instance where I'd like to share with you. One night I was listening to Free Talk Live, really high, and I decided that's a good time to buy some Bitcoins.
All right.
So I go to Bit Instance, and I, do everything that you have to do to buy Bitcoins. And the next day I, deposit the money. And I didn't know what didn't know what I did the night before, with Bit Instance. And so anyway, I called the third-party company where I deposited the cash. I had no idea what was going on. And I talked to the guy. A real person answered the phone, which was cool. And he told me, you have to talk to Bit Instance. And he goes, this is not a problem. I'm going to email Charlie, the president, the owner of the company, and give him your email address and your phone number, and he's going to call you back. And he was all excited that Charlie was going to call me back, and I was like, great. But he emailed me back, and he got all sorted out for me.
That's great.
What he ended up doing was he ended up emailing me a code so I can just get my Bitcoins from this code he emailed me. And the next time, a few months later, I guess, I heard him on a podcast, the Huffington Post.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. And he was saying that he has this new tool where he can email you the code to get your Bitcoins.
They can put them through emails, they can do them through Facebook, they can do them through your cell phone.
Very cool. It sounds like you had a good customer service experience. Nick, thanks for the call. Oh, yeah. Glad that worked out for you. Appreciate it. So 855-450-FREE. Damien is on the line listening to XM's America's Talk. Damien, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I'm actually curious. I'm doing some research into the Bitcoin, and
I was wondering, it seems almost like a Ponzi scheme to me, and how is it not?
Okay, well, a Ponzi scheme, I can't see how it would be like a Ponzi scheme. There's a limited number of bitcoins out there. Ponzi schemes allow you to put as much money as you want in. You couldn't put as much money as you want into Bitcoin without driving up the price of Bitcoin.
Ponzi schemes are also offering a incredibly large return to investors. Yeah. Bitcoin offers no return whatsoever. It's
true.
It's a gamble. You don't
know.
If you
got in at $15 the end of last week and sold on Sunday, you would have lost half your money. So, I mean, Ponzi schemes always offer more extra money.
Right, and the Ponzi scheme counts on more people getting involved at new levels of the pyramid. Bitcoin's not a pyramid set up or anything like that.
It's just supply and demand.
Yeah, it doesn't resemble a Ponzi scheme at all. Damien?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, that was my major question. It seems like almost like a Ponzi scheme to me. I'll have to do more research on it.
Yeah, definitely take a look at go. Here's what I'd recommend you do. Go to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org, and there's a great little intro video on there. And, of course, you can dig as deep as you want, and you can learn about how the Bitcoin – you can get all the detail you want about Bitcoins. You can learn about how it works from a technical standpoint. You can audit the software, as we were talking about before. Everything's out in the open. Now, there is some guy running a Ponzi scheme with Bitcoins. His name is apparently Pirate on the Bitcoin Talk forums, and so, you know, buyer beware. This is money, and people are going to try to run scams
schemes with every currency.
Yeah, so keep that in mind as you are researching. And Damien, thanks for the call. All right, I don't know if you're going to have time to pull this off. Then again, Bitcoin transactions can be fairly quick. Brian Travis is with us here.
Hey, guys.
From New Hampshire, as we are also as part of the Free State Project, and you guys have come down here to be a part of this party. You're going to sell Mark some honey here.
Yeah, so this is honey that came from my ranch, my bees, and I do not sell these for any kind of Federal Reserve note. You can offer me whatever you want. I'm not going to take it. But I am selling them for one Bitcoin per pound. I'm giving Mark a special deal tonight of 2 pounds for one Bitcoin.
What a deal.
And he's going to scan the QR code right now.
I have done that.
And I'm going to look on my phone to see if it's gotten to me over the magic of the Internet.
I have sent it already, so it may or may not. Bitcoin Spinner can sometimes have a little lag to it, but we only have a couple of seconds. But
I have blockchain.info, and it just came up.
Boom, there you go. In less than 30 seconds, we did a transaction. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of this advertisement.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrake? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.